Jim, this is Houston.
Go ahead, Joe.
Roger. Jim, just for your own information here, let me read up to you the CSM consumables that we've generated from the ground.
Okay.
Okay, at GET 2509er, we had RCS total 90, Quad A 89, 91, 89, 91, H2 tank 1, 94%, 92%, 81%. O2 tank 1, 91%, 92%, 97%. So it agrees pretty well with what you guys are reading.
Good, except for the RCS quantity.
Roger.
Okay, Joe, the left CM delta P is a plus 0.7.
Roger, copy, plus 0.7. Endeavor, this is Houston.
Go ahead, Joe.
Jim, are all three people still there?
All here, busy doing little things.
Okay, good. I've got some information for you when you reach a minute. You want to listen here, and it concerns our short. A little short problem in the switch.
Okay, Joe, we're all listening. Go ahead.
Roger, guys. We're going to ask you to do a test burn on your SPS a little later, in fact, around 28 and a half hours. And depending upon the results of that, we'll go ahead and do the mid-course, and it'll be a normal mid-course if the burn test doesn't really come off, and it'll be a trim mid-course of some kind if the test in fact does give us an SPS burn. And I'll come up to you a little later on in the day with a set of procedures. They're a long list of them, but you'll be able to use your launch checklist for most of them. However, the test burn will mean that we're going to change, we're going to update your flight plan with a large number of things a little later on. About 10 minutes, I'll be reading that to you. Is it clear so far? Over.
Yeah, that's fine, Joe. Can you give us a little rundown on what you think the problem is?
Dave, when we get to Better Omni in a second, I'll start talking about that. We're about to lose the comm.
Okay.